Let us now listen to God's holy word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Sathmaris, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord takes delight in his people. The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let them praise his name in festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adores the lowly with victory. The Lord takes delight in his people. Let the faithful exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Lord takes delight in his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from my Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And today is the 100th birthday of Pope St. John Paul II. Pope Francis had Mass at his tomb early this morning, and I got a great blessing to be able to do that 2 years ago. I got to spend and have Mass at his tomb. And today's also the feast of Pope John, who was a martyr. And so both of these people gave witness and they testified to Jesus. And what we hear today is it says, "When the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes, who I will send you my Father, the Spirit of truth, he will testify to me," or witness to me, "and you also will testify." So every one of us testified to something, right? And testify, in other words, is give witness. And in other words, the Greek word for witness is what? Martyr, right? So the martyrs bore witness and they testified to God. But I must testify, you must testify. So again, we can testify to many things. We can testify to the Steelers, which I can see. We can testify to our sports team. We can testify to our city. We can testify to our where we went to college. This is, you can tell as soon as you walk into your house, you can see what you testify to. Can people see that you testify to Jesus? By what's in your house as soon as they walk in your door? By the way they live? All people will know you're my disciples because you love one another. Do you testify to Jesus? Or do you testify to yourself, your money, your power, your prestige, your job, your whatever? We are called to testify to Jesus. And John Paul did that by the way he lived, and Pope John did that by the way he died. But we are called every day to give our life in testimony to Jesus Christ, to bear witness to that. So today, what are we going to do? We're going to show people Jesus Christ, to testify him. One thing everyone's going to ask you without saying a word today, sir or ma'am, we would like to see Jesus. Will they see you or me? Or will they see Jesus? Let them see Jesus. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen.